All right, it's November 15th, 2022, and this is our Love Your Life Strategy Session Workshop. So my intention here is to be super practical, and I want you to be able to leave with, I wrote it down so I could remember to tell you, yes, knowing you're worthy, knowing your value, knowing that you can do this, knowing that you can go out and create that strategy session, do it, or that next level strategy session, and do it right here, right now, today, tomorrow, and have the words to say it, and whatever's in the way of that or that next level strategy session, that we just get that out of the way. So, and give you just a remind you of the structure of the strategy session, so that there's no fear blocking this, so that we just, and so that you're ready and you're excited about going out there and doing that. And Mary Kay, you said you had a win that you wanted to start with when we were chatting just beforehand. And so I'm like, well, let's share it for the community. Love to hear your win.
Okay. So I had two great sessions with clients this morning, and one of my top level clients, in the course of the session, in the course of the conversation, she says, well, I already told my husband that I'm going to sign up again.
That's the perfect kind of strategy session, right?
I haven't had that, I haven't had a strategy session with her that, the kind that alumni
strategy session. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I hadn't even had that with her yet. It's not even time yet.
I'm so happy for you, Mary Kay. This is wonderful. This is how it's meant to be. So excited for you. When is it time for her? Is it in weeks, months?
Well, I guess that may be another question to ask.
Yeah. So if she's ready and she knows she wants to re-enroll, then have a conversation with her right away. Have an alumni strategy session. That's like, great. I'm so glad you wanted to register. And my favorite example of that was Marie in her third year or something like that. She's like, Michelle, I'm enrolling again. I'm like, that's great, but we need the strategy session. Let's have this strategy session so we can set you up, set it up for the best year ever. For, what is it that we want? What is it that you're excited about? What is it so that, if she's excited about that right now, have the conversation with her now. And Mary Kay, I know you from the alumni strategy session document, and if anybody is holding alumni strategy sessions and doesn't have a hold of that document, send a note in Slack to make sure that we can, gain access to that for you. Should be over there in Story Freedom Academy, but it's a super, super useful document about how to have that conversation with people you're already working with, who are ready to re-enroll or ready for that next level. And I like having those before that time is over, because then you know how to use the remainder. If that person has a week left, for example, or a month left, whatever the length is, and they're ending, you're going to use that time very differently than if you've got a year ahead of you or 6 months ahead of you or whatever it is. So if she's already saying that, have the conversation now so that you can best serve her and use the time you have still remaining to best effect.
Well, she has like probably... See, I set it up for 6 months, so she probably has like a month and a half left, but I've already given everybody two more months. So I guess that still doesn't make that much difference, does it?
Have the conversation now.
Okay.
I would, absolutely.
And she'll be excited. She doesn't know yet that I've given everybody extra 2 months.
Yeah, yeah. So have the conversation right away and see what she's dreaming of, see what made her say that, see what is it that she is longing for, and then have the conversation and set her up for success now, so that you're working in partnership right from the beginning to create that future for her, right? Yeah, really good. All right. So perfect way to jump in for our strategy session practice day. And what I'd like to do, since we've already leapt in, we have often started with Shavasana, but I just want to leap right in because Mary Kay, I know you said you've got to go, you're going to be in and out today. And Diane, I know you've been on a lot of calls today. And when we were chatting beforehand, it's like, oh, what? So let's just jump in and do this. And just a couple of reminders of, you know, why it's so important to be just very briefly to set up a framework for this, you know, why it's so important to be having those conversations, those, whether you call them strategy sessions, discovery calls, I call them strategy sessions, because that's where your high-level clients leap in. They're not going to do it by clicking on a website. It's not like that. When it's high ticket, it's a conversation with a real human being. Really important to be having those conversations. And we have just a reminder. I've got it here beside me. Make sure you have this printed out, your stage two checklist, right? And then go through it. And it's like, have you done those pieces? And so we have some great trainings. Craft your offer virtual retreat, four-part sales and story, sales as story series, the high-ticket virtual retreat, and then going through how you actually use this. So there's such great resources in there to go back to and do the parts of so that you know how to get there, right? So I'm not going to redo that. I'm going to focus on just, well, what's the structure of the strategy session? So you've got the high ticket program, you know that you have something to offer, you've completed the checklist on here in order to do that. You've crafted your, you know what it is you want to offer, you know who that person is, you've got that essential idea. And now you're out there, you know where they hang out. Now you're on the court, you're having conversations with them and you're saying, hey, would you like to come and talk about this to see what your best next step is? Happy to hold the space for you. And then you enter into the strategy session. And any questions just about that? That's a whirlwind tour of tons of training that we've already done before that you can go back to. Any questions like, but Michelle, yeah, but I'm super confused about who my ideal client is, or I don't know where they hang out, or what's an offer anyway. I just want to get some of those, you know, 8,000 foot view yeah, buts out of the way. And then we'll dive right into the structure of the strategy session. Any big yeah buts? Good for Nan? Yeah, go ahead, Diane.
Probably for me, my yeah but would be, I don't know that many women with children right now that might be looking for what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And I'm not part of any other organizations other than this one and then a global one. So,
right, yeah. And so networking, being out there and where they are. And if you know that's who you want to work with, you know that's your ideal client, then go hang out where they are, right? So are they in after school programs? Are they going to particular talks? Where, finding out where it is that they hang out and then going and meeting new people and being connected wherever they're hanging out. So that's absolutely crucial. And then if you're not sure where they're hanging out, get on a call with a community member and go like, let's brainstorm. Where would those moms with kids be hanging out? And the very first thing I think of heading to is a school, right? Schools will, you know, they're on school boards. They're going to talks there. They're, you know, meeting with teachers. That's, you know, a first line of support. They're also in after school programs. They're in they're going to after school programs. They're in sports and soccer. They're in soccer and after school baseball. They're in different activities, right? And if it's particularly, you know, kids with autism, they're in, you know, different kinds of support programs, but it doesn't, we talked about that before for you, Diane, doesn't need to be that. And so, you know, where are those moms or, you know, parents and kids hanging out? And then go be there. And then one place we'll find, you know, we'll, lead you to another place, lead you to another place. You really only need to, if you even have one place where you know they're hanging out, then you go and ask them, hey, where else do you like to hang out, right? Where else are you? And that leads you to them. Does that give you a place to start with that? You need to be on the court and meeting them. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, good. Mary Kay, I saw your eyes get big at one point. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I do have, a yeah, but with that, as you were talking that, it's like, yeah, but I'm not going out to meet people that much in person yet. And if I do, I wear a mask.
I love this. Yeah, but Mary Kay, thank you for that. Thank you because, and you wear a mask. And like, the great thing about our world right now is some people do and some people don't, and doesn't, you know, like to me, at least where I live and circulate, you know, as some people are wearing masks, some people aren't. And there's a much more acceptance of all of that. Like if you wandered around 10 years ago in North America wearing a mask, people would have gone like, what's wrong with you? You know, like what's happening now? Do you have, you know, some disease that now in a post, in a COVID, post-COVID and post-COVID, I don't mean post-COVID, it's still happening, but post all of the deep regulations that happened, you know, especially at the beginning, in that those post, those structures world, people are more, I find, accepting of whatever is happening. You're wearing a mask, you're not wearing a mask, and oh well, so you're meeting with them. And then when you're not meeting with them live, the world is so much more open to virtual meetings. You know, I've been teaching virtually for so many years and years before COVID that it feels natural to me, but it was very highly unnatural for many people. And now everybody's online. I mean, everybody is online. And so I was talking to a woman a couple months ago. She lives in Costa Rica. She used to live in the US, and she's so happy to be there. And she's so happy in the structure of her world, because she used to have to go live to all kinds of events. And she would travel back to the States where most of her audience is. And she's like, now everybody's online. So she sits in her beautiful garden, tucked away in Costa Rica in her paradise, and she doesn't leave her home and does all her business from there, and happily so. So does that help, Mary Kay, with those, talking about those two?
I think so. Something to explore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, around Texas, it's not as acceptable. Well, there's more political stuff down here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also, if you are comfortable wearing a mask and people are uncomfortable if you are wearing a mask,
that's not the place to be, right?
Then maybe those aren't your clients. Yeah. Hey, I don't like you the way you're moving in the world. Go the other place then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Or even maybe in a given crowd where you go, given group of people, these people over here are really non-accepting, and these people over in this corner are really kind and open and, you know, want people to do what is they're comfortable with and so on. So it doesn't even necessarily exclude you from this big X, whatever that place is. Go where these people are, because these people are the ones that resonate. These people don't even resonate at that basic level with you. So
okay,
if they're upset with you for the way you exist in the world, how are they going to hear your message?
Okay, thank you.
Does that give you a few degrees of freedom?
Yes, it does.
Awesome. All right. So, and I'm glad we've started here, because just clearing out those editors that are in the way of us actually having these conversations. And one of the editors, one of the reasons I wanted to do this call with you and this kind of in a workshop style, which we'll get to in just a couple of minutes, and we can do that with each of you as you so choose. Sometimes one of the things that's in the way is we get afraid of the conversation itself. We can get afraid at all kinds of levels to have that first conversation, to have the 500th conversation like that we've had, because now we're serving at a different level, or now it's coming from a different opportunity, coming from a workshop for perhaps Mary Kay or whatever it is, you know. So when we feel confident about the conversation itself, and we know who we're meant to be talking to, and we've already played with the conversation, talking to real people out there in the world, there is no substitute for that. Do that. Just like, I can't say that enough. But we can set up more ease around that when we practice, when we just play with it a little bit. So here's what I'm going to suggest for this, the remainder of our time together, and then I'll just be open to any questions, and more opportunities to ask questions this evening as well, in our usual Q&A call. Let's do some role playing. Let's do some workshopping of your strategy sessions. And you can think of, we can do this in different ways with this, just the three of us here live. We can go to a particularly sticky part of the conversation. So Mary Kay, you've done many, many of these over many years now. So it might be that part of the conversation I feel stickier about, it could even be a piece of when you're talking to them and they're entering in, I'm happy to work with you where it's stickiest for you. Diane, it might be, you know, whatever it is for you. It's like, well, I'd like to be in that conversation, but I don't want to say the opening, or when they're going to ask me for how much it costs, I feel like, you know, so I want you to just envision that conversation for a moment and then decide which piece you want to just practice with. So you can just release that, whatever editor there is, and joyfully enter into that conversation. And sometimes it might be not be joyfully. Sometimes it might be, okay, here we go. And sometimes it really is joyfully. You're so, when it's working the best, you're really excited to talk to that person who's got pain in your area that maybe you can help. That's the aim. So who would like to play first? We can just role play just even a tiny portion of it. We're not going to go on in a role play for 20 minutes. We can role play for a couple minutes, talk about what happened. We can role play another piece of it. I wanted this to be really fluid and really interactive. So where would you like to begin? Who would like to begin? Mary Kay, thank you. So which piece of the strategy session? Oh, and just for those, again, Mary Kay, you're you know, very experienced with these strategy sessions and very, very successful with them. Just want to remind people what a strategy said, what the shape of it is. You're finding out what the pain is in their area, in your area. You know, how can I serve? How can I help? Right? What's the pain? And then helping them to understand the breadth and the depth of that. Maybe they have, I like that weight loss example. It's so tangible. You know, maybe they're wanting to lose weight, but they're having arguments with their husband constantly because he's nagging them about losing weight, or he's supposed to be their coach and accountability partner, but it's getting in the way of the conversations. Or maybe they can't get out of bed and the doctor is telling, like, there's spin-off effects of it. Maybe they haven't gone to a beach because they don't like how their body looks. And so they used to love swimming, but they don't swim anymore. Maybe they feel unworthy. Maybe they're not playing with their kids anymore. So what's the pain that they're trying to solve by talking to you? What's actually going on with them? It's a real conversation. What's the breadth and depth of it? And then kind of we can do some work just removing objections, either what have they tried before, or, you know, hey, well, why don't you just do X because that's what everybody does? Well, why don't you just go, hi, Anna Maria. Why don't you just try jogging every day? Maybe you could do that. You know, if it's weight loss, I'm like, yeah, I tried that and it just doesn't work because, you know. So then at the end, if they go, well, maybe I'll just go jogging again, earlier on in the conversation, they said, that didn't work, right? So removing some objections, and then it moves from pain to hope. Like, what if, without mentioning the program, what if your life, you could jump out of bed in the morning filled with energy in the weight loss example? What if, you know, even one art, you know, you didn't start your day arguing with your husband? What if you felt good when you looked at a cookie? You know, what if, whatever it might be, right? And then, you know, any questions, and they say, yeah, how do I do this, right? And there's where you make the offer. And if they're not a fit, you suggest something else. So just a really quick review of what that strategy session structure is, and then let's workshop and play. So Mary Kay, given that structure, which piece do you want to, and we'll do a bunch of little role plays is my intention for this, have it really be fluid. We can work with each one of you. Which piece of the strategy session would you like to practice with? And we can do it either way. You can play you, I could play you. Right? We could have somebody here playing one of the parts. So which is the part that you want to work on first, Mary Kay?
I was thinking about making the offer, but that, because I'm uncomfortable with that, even though the other person is not. Huh. I mean, it's worked out pretty well so far. But then the part that maybe, then when you're talking, I thought, well, there's the part that I sometimes maybe isn't as, yeah, the part that sometimes I don't get to is the understanding the breadth and depth. Mm-hmm. So that's probably more where my mind is going to go. I mean, sometimes it just comes out naturally, but for other people that are more surface oriented, mm-hmm. that's the part that I don't always get to.
Yeah, fantastic. And this is the part when they can feel that viscerally that allows them to say yes to themselves. And sometimes the conversation, when you say go there naturally, because you've been asking them questions, then we should always be listening more than we're talking, right? And so they say, in my weight loss example, like, oh my goodness, let me tell you about it because my husband, and then the other day, and you know, like they're like, and they'll give the examples, and then, you know, well, how's it going with your kids? Oh my goodness. Well, my kids won't even let me pick them up at school because there's such a thin obsessed culture that I feel so ashamed that, you know, and they start talking about it. Right. So, but if they're just going, well, I'd kind of like to lose a couple pounds, and they're just, okay, well, tell me more, you know. And so letting them actually feel it. And it's one of the things I want to mention, and then we'll go into the role play, is that sometimes we feel like, oh, I don't want that person to hurt, so we're afraid to go there because we think we're causing hurt. And everyone in this room is a kind soul that wants the best for people, but the pain is already there. It's already infusing their life in so many different ways. If they're there talking to you and they are your ideal client and really need not just a, you know, a 5-second tweak, but something that will really change things. So we're not causing pain. We're giving them a safe space to actually talk about what's really going on. Maybe for the first time, for a lot of people, they've not gone there before with another human being. Big nods from Mary Kay, right? So being that safe space for them to speak about that itself is a huge service, no matter what happens after the strategy session. It's why people have sometimes sent me tithes. They've sent, you know, they've asked, could I give you a testimonial for this, Michelle? Like, I'm just, you know, even people that, you know, can I, I've got somebody else that you should come in, you know, who should be talking to you in this way, just because it's a service to people, whatever happens, whether that person comes to do the work or not. So remembering that that piece is deeply in service to them. So Mary Kay, let me see. I could do this. I could be that person. But since Anna Maria has arrived and you both work in the horse world, Anna Maria, would you be open to being one of Mary Kay's potential clients? Because I can do it, but you know that role really well. And how would that work for you, Mary Kay? Is that okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anna Maria, would you be that person?
Yeah, very happy to. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. It's good practice on both sides, right? Because getting to know both roles is really, really great. So Mary Kay, in order to set this up, let's, so you can be a fictional person, right? And I think rather than Mary Kay knowing who this person is, Anna Maria, just have somebody in mind that you think might be one of Mary Kay's clients. And don't tell her who it is. I think, is that okay with you, Mary Kay? Yeah, because then, you know, just imagine a real life person with a whole bunch of things that would, you know, spin off effects of what's going on. You can play with this, have fun with this, right? Make up stuff. And for you, Mary Kay, just tell us. So we have a basic idea of it, what the, who your person is. Like, who's your ideal client? Just in a sentence or two, a couple sentences so we can follow along. And what the transformation is that you offer.
So the person is somebody who's a little bit familiar with positive reinforcement, has done a little bit of clicker training with their dog, and maybe has wanted to do it or tried to do it a little bit with their horse. They work with their horse on a regular basis. They're not just weekend riders. I don't know. Is that?
This is great. And I know you could say even so much more than that. And this is really good. Like, you should know who that person is so much. We know that Mary Kay could speak for another hour about who that person is. And the more you know them, the more this conversation just is easy. And you're just talking to another human being, seeing if you can help. Right. So, and then the transformation you offer, Mary Kay,
for your high level. The transformation is they will work more smoothly with their horse and feel good about it. They'll be able to do more things with their horses, with their own horse or the horse they lease. And it's going to feel really good.
And that's where I was going to ask them. That's what the piece I was going to ask you is, what's the inner transformation? When you say they'll feel really good, once they've done the work with you, what shifts inside them? Because we want to know, like, both what they can do in the outer world and then what shifts inside them. So just say a little bit more. So, because I know that feel good, you know a lot about what that means for them. Just give us a little bit more about that.
This is just for you guys, right? This isn't, yeah, okay.
Yeah, this is just in-house for the Love Your Life community.
They're going to mindfully notice, they will mindfully notice more things about themselves and their horse. Mm-hmm. And they experience a thrill of oneness with their horse.
Mm. And I take it that that's not something that really has happened or has happened a lot with them before, that this is really, really new. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
They've heard about it.
Right. Got it. Okay. And each one of these things, we could say more and more layers, could say more and more spin-off effects of any one of these, right? So I think that's enough to set up the conversation. So why don't we start from the beginning and just run it through for a couple minutes, and I might just let it run for sometimes I might stop so we can hear some things. Are you both comfortable with that? Is that okay if I stop you sometimes and just so we can see things?
Yeah.
Is that okay with you, Mary Kay?
Yeah. Okay. And I'm thinking, oh, I need my little cheat sheet, but I don't know where it is. So I'm just going to go with it.
Fantastic. Yes. It's a real conversation. And Anna Maria, do you have a name for your fictional person? So long as it's not you, what's her name?
Sarah.
Sarah it is. Thank you. All right. Mary Kay, go ahead.
Hi, Sarah. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm okay. I have been a little bit concerned about what's going on with my horse.
Okay, wait a second. I got to do something here to make it more real. Okay. Okay. So you've got some concerns about your horse.
Mm.
What's going on?
Well, he has been acting really, really strange, really weird these days. I am not really sure what's going on.
What's he doing then? What is he doing?
When I go in the stall, he just like sees me, turns around, and like doesn't want me to catch him in the stall.
Oh my goodness. That must make you feel terrible.
Yes, and I just feel like he doesn't want to be with me. He turns around and I can't even catch him in the stall. I mean, I cannot imagine what would happen if I'm outside in the paddock.
Wow. So have you tried anything like, in the way of clicker training or positive reinforcement?
I heard about that. I haven't tried it myself yet, but I would love to learn about it.
Because when, you know, that really makes a difference when you're training that way instead of the more conventional ways that we're taught. What else have you tried?
And Mary Kay, you probably can't see me, but I'm good because I think that's what you're doing. So you can I would have spotlighted both of you, but not the techie person. I'm sure it's not hard, but hey, we could figure it out. So I wanted to stop you there for a moment. And I'm so glad that you said this, Mary Kay. It's like, oh, the breadth and depth, that's the piece that is the harder part for you to go to. First, there's a couple things I loved. It's like, do you see how casually Mary Kay starts? Hey, what's going on? You know, it's just really casual and really real, you know? And then when Anna Maria didn't actually really answer the question, or why is this happening and just acting weird, she's like, well, what's he doing? So Mary Kay's searching for, well, let me know tangibly what's going on. So all this is really, really great. And that must, you know, make you feel terrible. And then one of the things you can do is, so Mary Kay, you were such an amazing coach. And I can see you wanting to coach.
I felt that. And then I got distracted by that. And I was like, oh gosh, I'm going down the wrong lane.
So glad this happened. Thank you. Because we, even with a very skilled person in a strategy session, right? Which you are, Mary Kay. It's so tempting because we just want to help. We want to fix it. They're hurting. We want to stop it. And it takes conscious effort sometimes not to do that. Because what can happen is, in the moment of what's going on here, it starts out really well. And then I would love to see more of that breadth and depth, exactly what you were calling for, Mary Kay. And I'll talk about how to do that in just a second. And then you can pick up the strategy session where it was. You have some opportunities to do that. And whenever you can, you don't want to tell them things, you always want them to be saying it. Because when they're saying it, they will own it, they will feel it. So for instance, when you said, oh, that must feel terrible, right? There is an opportunity. And even if you said that, they say yes. And you're like, oh, wait, I just told her how she's feeling, which is, it's okay. It's empathy, right? You could say, you can even go, like, if you realize, oh, I want her to say it, right? Then you can go, well, at least that's how I would feel. I don't know, how do you feel? You can back up in a conversation even, right? And go, how does it feel to you, right? How does that feel? Because maybe her terrible is that she feels disappointed. Maybe she feels unworthy. Maybe she feels like she's got a stupid horse. She wants to sell the horse. Like, all those would be very different people and different ways that she's thinking about her pain and you assessing whether she is your ideal client or not. You know, it's like, I've had 10, like, these would not be your ideal client. I've had 10 stupid horses. All of them are bad. I'm going to just get rid of them. And the next one better be better, better shape up. And like, bye, you know, right? If they're that harsh. So how she feels about it can give you more information. And then you still want to solve the problem and suggesting something. But in that place is exactly the place right where you want to coach. Instead, go deeper, go deeper, go deeper, right? So, let's pick it up from that place, actually, like rather than me suggesting what to do, I'd love for you guys to role model that. Again, you're doing a great, great job. It's fantastic. So Mary Kay, if you go back to, or Anna Maria, you just go back to saying what happens in the stall. And Mary Kay, you can say, you know, ask her how that feels and ask her, you know, is there anything else? Is that like the, where I would tend to go is like, is, well, does that just happen? Did that just happen today? Or that it's probably just, sometimes I'm even, what do you call that? Like not sarcastic. It's not sarcasm. I wasn't a sarcastic person, but it's understatement so that they can then tell you the depth of the problem. Well, does that just happen? That probably just happened this morning, right? Is it usually better than that? They're going to go, no, right? It happened the other day. Tell me more. Well, where else does this happen? Does it happen when they're out in the ring? Does it happen, you know? And then you can go to, how does that, when you know how she's feeling, then where else is that feeling overflowing into the rest of her life? Does that make sense? So right at the place where you want to coach, take a breath, ask a question. Mary Kay, is that helping?
I think so.
This is really, really great. So, and take it back from, and then if you end up coaching a little bit, try not to. I'm like, my is like, don't coach. But then if you find yourself doing it, just like, stop, ask a question, stop, ask a question, stop, ask a question.
That's good, because that was one of my first things when I did strategy calls, that I put a big sign up, don't coach.
Yes.
And so that's like a indicator for me, instead of that I have something to do rather than just don't coach, go deeper. Yes.
Right at the point where you want to coach because you want to solve it, what your job is actually to find out more of the breadth and depth mm-hmm. of it, because otherwise what can happen to you is false closure. It's like, great, thank you. I'll just go, I heard a handy dandy easy version of clicker training in a special ad just the other day. Thank you, Mary Kay. I'm going to go try that. Have a nice day. Do you know what I mean? Like,
that is what happened on one of the first strategy calls. Yes, I coached so much that she went somewhere else.
Right. And what we do too is sometimes we, and that's why it's a disservice not to make an offer too, because you don't want to coach, you want to get the breadth and depth of the pain, and then make an offer is a disservice not to. If we don't make an offer, they've figured out what the problem is. They bump into somebody, maybe it's somebody who just entered your field too, maybe you've working in your field for a long, long time, somebody who doesn't really know how to help them as you know, they're not a match as much, but they've gotten so hungry and so wanting to solve that they go sign up for the next thing they see. And it's like, oh, missed opportunity to serve that person and really serve them in a way when they're really your ideal client. They were meant to be served by you in that way that you do, right? So take it from I feel like a movie director or something, you know, yeah. Playing with this, right? So Anna Maria, if you'll take it from, oh, the bad thing that was happening, and then Mary Kay, resisting coaching, not resisting pushing against, but just taking a breath and doing something else, asking questions, breadth and depth of the pain. So Anna Maria, take it back to, there were problems happening, or a problem, or what's going on?
one of the things he's doing is when I come to the stall, he, instead of greeting me, he just turns around and puts his head in the corner and he brings his hand in towards me. So I don't know what to do about that.
So you don't really know what's going on, huh?
I don't know. I really want to figure it out, what's going on with him. Why is he doing that?
Break.
So glad we're doing this, right? We get to do this, see how it works. Go ahead, Mary Kay.
Say what you said again. You don't know why he's doing that. Okay.
And I'd love to interject another. Would it be helpful? Because I also want you to just get to run it and play with it. And then there's one more piece that will, I believe, help you at this place. And then sometimes we get too full and we just have to have the conversation. But one more piece, I think, can help you here. With that, can we go there, Mary Kay?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know what's going on. Know is like in her head,
mm-hmm.
right? You don't know what's going on. Know is knowledge is head. And then Anna Maria said, I can't figure it out. Thinking, right? So people, a strategy session moves by what people are feeling, especially, right? So, last time when you said that must feel terrible, that there was nothing wrong with that. That was fine. You could do that. Like, let them get to that feeling, or, you know, because that was your natural reaction. It's perfectly beautiful. It was beautiful, right? You can go right there if you want. Or it's like, wow, like, because I often do that. I just go, wow, this sucks. You know, that must hurt. You know, I just, because that's my language. It's like just me being real, right? And it's your language. So it's like, wow, that must feel awful. And then space, because in that space, they may start to talk about it. You don't have to run past that pain point.
Okay, got it.
Does that make sense? Yeah. And then I'm just going to try to sit back and let you guys go for a bit, right? So...
Okay.
You're doing great. You're doing really, really great.
This is harder being, this is a lot harder role playing than it is doing it for real.
Infinitely so. I want to tell you that you guys are doing an amazing job. And when you can do it here, you know, infinitely easier out there with real people. So thank you for the, you know, courage and the stepping up to do this. And that is infinitely true. And also it's why it's good to practice with each other too, because man, when you can do it there, oh, so much easier out there on the court than this.
Okay.
You guys are doing a great job. Okay. So go ahead and just let the conversation run for a bit.
So that makes me wonder how your horse feels. What I wonder how he's feeling.
He's probably maybe feeling a little bit upset at me.
Upset at you.
Maybe he's feeling upset at me because maybe I'm not doing something that he needs me to do.
So what do you think he really thinks about you when he sees you there at the door to the stall?
Oh, he probably thinks that maybe I'm not doing something right when I'm riding him. Maybe I'm causing, it's possible that I'm maybe confusing him when I'm riding him, and he just doesn't want to come out of the stall when I come to ride him.
Oh, so what happens when you ride?
Oh, he just gets like so uptight and tense and spooky. And so then I just have to hold on because I don't want to fall off.
Ah, okay. So break. I was going into a comment that I didn't realize was coaching.
You know what? It is so tempting to coach that we really have to keep going. It's more like a doctor diagnosing, or even investigative reporter is too like in your face. It's more like a friend listening. It's like a friend listening when they just told you their, you know, their husband died, or the neighbor has lost their house, or the their kid just failed an exam. You know, like think of an everyday situation, and if the neighbor's friend just, you know, their kid just failed an exam. In regular conversations, we wouldn't tend to go, well, have you tried enrolling them in 1-2-3 school? I bet that will help next time. Like, that's not for heart center people. That's not our go-to, right? We would tend to go, you know, so it's natural to you as heart-centered people, it's natural to you, but we think of it differently somehow when it's in business. But I want to emphasize a similarity here for a minute. I mean, the kid has, you know, just failed the exam. You might go, oh man, I'm so sorry. How's he doing? You know, like simple language. Oh man, he's kicking and screaming. He won't come out of his room. And it, like, oh, I'm so sorry. How long has this been going on? Man, he failed that test a week ago and he won't even eat. Wow. What's going on with the rest of your family? Josie, I'm so sorry. And you're talking to the person you really love and you just want to be there for them, you know, and hear about what's going on. So very same thing. And when you said you wanted to coach, because in going to, what do you think your horse thinks about you? That's your, that starts to hint at your high level teaching, you know, in a sense of really listening to the horse and so on. But that person might not be there, but actually it worked really well. So, you know, trust yourself in the questions you ask too. Because when you ask, what do you think the horse is thinking about you? What you actually were getting was what she was thinking, what Sarah was thinking about herself.
I like when she asked that, actually.
Yeah, and that's good. That's good. You want her to be talking, you know, when you asked about what you think your horse is feeling, she's saying, maybe the horse is thinking I'm not doing right. Maybe I'm confusing the horses, which is what she's thinking about herself. Beautiful. Beautifully done. So even though it came from some of your higher level training, as you just keep asking questions, let them talk about what's going on. And, you know, and then looking for the openings to see that depth and breadth. And again, it's out of deep service to that person, because if they don't recognize the problem, they're not going to want the solution. If they don't recognize the problem, they can't fix it if they're not willing to own it, right, in that moment. So when Anna Maria, as Sarah was saying, oh, my horse is uptight and spooky and I don't want to fall off. There's another opening for what's actually going on, right? Oh, wow. Yeah, it's scary. The idea of, you know, scary thinking about falling off. Has it ever happened to you? And even if it hasn't happened, you know, it's like, well, yeah, I fell down once when I was a kid. And every single time I get near a horse, I get so frightened. Oh, there's a depth of pain, right? Or no, I've never fallen off. But every time I'm riding my horse, my hands are clenched on the reins because I'm so afraid to fall off. If I ever fall off, like I will stop riding horses. So I'm going to make sure I don't fall off. Like, those are different versions, but both deep pain. So opportunity. And even if they doesn't, we don't know what the answer is, yes or no, right? But whatever it is, and we can keep drilling down further. So you fell off a horse when you were a kid. Wow. Oh yeah. I didn't ride for like 25 years. And then when I had my first horse, I was like, I was going to do everything right. So I went to the Hit Your Horse School of Training and they told me to do this and I've been doing it, but it's been getting worse and worse. You know, I think depth and breadth of pain. Is this helpful?
This is great
work.
Yes, this is great because there's two ahas. One is I there's a way that I sort of mildly coach and I didn't know
yes
I was doing it
exactly.
And then there's and it's also because it comes out of because I'm not sure what to say.
Right.
So that's natural to do that. And then my other aha is put my imaginary horse beside me while I'm talking, because that's where it came from to ask about how your horse feels. I don't know if that's
beautiful.
The horses can guide me in the strategy calls.
That's so profound. That's so beautiful. It's so beautiful, Mary Kay. And each one of us has something like that for us. Intuition, higher guide, animals we connect with, nature, whatever that thing is, trust in that. And then also when you don't know what to say, it's okay to pause, because in that, like, don't be afraid of the pauses. Like when Anna Maria, as Sarah said, it's uptight, spooky. I'm afraid to fall off. You can just hold space for that. It's like, you don't know what to say. You can just be silent there for a moment. And in that silence, often will be born the next thing they're going to say. It's probably because I fell off a horse when I was such and such, you know, they may well elaborate. And in this space where you don't know what to say, practicing not rushing in, because it's the same thing when we say that, you know, what's the investment, $25,000 or whatever it is, pause. Like practicing to pause and leaving the spaces in the strategy session are just as important as what we're saying. And more important than what we're saying is what they're saying and what we're listening to and the questions we're asking. And that, you know, that very natural reaction of, wow, that must have felt terrible. I want to emphasize again, that was great. That was just, you know, wow, this is real with another human being. And then she can elaborate on that terrible. She might go, yeah, I wanted to throw up that day, or, you know, or for somebody else, or yeah, I didn't speak to anybody for 3 days, or, you know, whatever it is, right? Or sometimes they're going to want to go into denial. Well, no, it's not so bad actually, because, you know, I just managed with my horse. And then, you know, that there's something really deeper going on that they're trying to push away. So, and then you can even go to, oh, well, it sounds like you're doing really great with your horse then. Like you can follow that, let them lead in that sense, right? Sounds like everything's going just fine. So tell me, what made you decide to talk to me about this? How do you think I can help you? Well, nothing really. I was just curious. I'm really doing fine. I'm so glad everything is going great. Keep doing what you're doing. Goodbye. No, wait. Don't go, right? So Mary Kay, any more pieces that you want to do with this, or do we want to go to a next?
I think that's good. One? That's good for me. Good. That was very helpful.
Yeah, excellent work. I'd love to hear just one very brief aha from this, because you know, when for Mary Kay doing it, it's so instructive. It's like, oh, I'm coaching there. I don't mean to, but you know, that nuance level, right? And then for those listening, what are you hearing? So just a sentence from each of you. I want to hear what you're hearing in this. And then we'll go to our next little role play.
I think for me was, I'm sorry, Diane, where are you going?
Go ahead.
Just that is important, that is okay if I don't know what to say next.
Yeah.
Just pause, maybe take a deep breath, and it most likely will come.
Many times in strategy session, I'll just say, I just need to think for a moment. Hang on, just want to write something down, because like something's brewing inside me, and they'll go right ahead. And they're thinking too. And they're like, it's perfectly fine.
Because what Mary Kay Harahawa just resonated with me when Mary Kay said, I start coaching because I don't know what else to say. So that comes so easy because I know how to coach. So yeah. I can coach you, but then I don't know what to say.
Yeah, you pause and you ask questions. You pause, you ask questions, you pause, you ask questions, breadth and depth. And where this conversation could have gone next too is like, if they're so afraid of falling off, it's like, wow. Do you think that fearfulness on the, you know, out in the stall with your horse, has that affected you? It could be in the horse world, at shows, has that affected you when you're riding? And then also, are there any other places you find that you feel afraid? Like just a general question. Oh, geez, I never thought of it. Yeah, but you know, I was taking my kid to school the other day and I was terrified I was going to do something wrong, because that's what's happening in the ring. It's probably happening over, you know, in the stall, it's probably happening over there too. So breath and depth. So thank you, Anna Maria. Good. Mary Kay, Diane, just a quick aha, and then we'll go to the next role play.
For me too, it was the power of the pause.
Mm-hmm.
And keep asking questions and more feeling questions.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. I just so wanted this to be empowering for you guys. I just want you to know you can do this. It's natural to you because you care, right? It's like the most important quality to do strategy sessions well, is caring and listening and letting that person express what's really going on in your area. Mary Kay, just one quick aha.
Well, yeah, it's go into my Hakomi mode.
Mm-hmm.
That's my aha.
And Hakomi, because just give people a phrase, so if people are not familiar with Hakomi, what that, I think they get it by the gist of it and what you said, but give them a phrase so they understand what that is for you, so that they
can. It's a mind body assisted mindfulness and loving presence.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you.
And part of it is, a lot of it is the contact statements instead of trying to do anything.
Right. Yeah. We so want to fix it. We still want to fix it. I'm so reminded. And I do it with my daughter too. I don't mean to, So we can practice it there. It's good for life skills as well. With my mom and my dad, my mom would sit and listen to me if something was going on from when I was, you know, very small, and my dad would want to fix it. Right. Oh, I had a fight with somebody at school today. Well, here's the three handy dandy things. Don't tell me that, right? I go to my mom, it's like, I had a fight with somebody, my friend at school today. Oh, I'm so sorry. That was my mom, you know? I'm so sorry. Who was it? That was Andrea. Oh, and you guys are such close friends too. What happened? Oh, well, we were sitting in the corridor. You know what I mean, right? So, and when my parents had anything to sell, they were selling their trailer or selling something, my mom used to joke, because she'd say, you know, she would try to keep my dad occupied, and she would always make the sale. And it was super, right? Diane's laughing, right? Just about choked on your teeth, right? she would sit and actually listen to that genuine human being there who might or might not want to buy the trailer, while my dad was talking about all the features of it and when he bought it and how he used it out to Christina Lake and how our family was doing this or whatever. My mom would go, oh, you have a couple kids. What do you think about doing with the trailer? Oh, well, we want to go do this. We want to go do that, you know? Do you want to take a look at it? Sure. You know, just essential human skills. The more we practice this too, the more it carries out into our world, and the more we let our world, like listening to a friend, come into this, it's a wonderful human skill to have. It's when I reach my last day, whenever that might be, I want to have honed this skill, because it's such a human skill to listen to another human being and see if and how we can help. So Anna Maria, Diane, I would love for you to dive in with a little role play where you get to be doing just what Mary Kay just did, but for whichever part of the strategy session. Maybe it's the part that you're curious about, that you're not sure about, that you're frightened of, that you'd really like to hone the skill of, you want to drill deeper in. First, who would like to go first? And if you're scared of doing it, great. That's why we're here, like, to let that go.
I can go.
Anna Maria. Okay, perfect. And just because, so Diane, if you're okay with this, if you're willing, because they both happen to work with horses, right? I think it'd be wonderful if we just flip it then, and allow Mary Kay to be the person who's coming to the strategy session. Mary Kay, are you able to do that? Are you willing? You've got a minute? Yeah. Okay, perfect. So Anna Maria, and again, it's really instructive too, that you're going back to back, because you have overlap in your fields, and also you do entirely different things. There can be, you know, I know like six different relationship coaches, they do utterly different things. There's like room and space for everybody on the planet. So you both work with horses, and then and you're both heart-centered, and from there you do very different things, right? So Anna Maria, give us an idea of who your ideal client is and what the transformation is, just in a sentence or so.
My ideal client is someone who is anxious and afraid of her horse, and very nervous to take the horse to competitions.
Mm-hmm. And what's the transformation?
I help them with trust and confidence to be able to ride the horse successfully in competition. Mm-hmm.
And so interestingly, when Mary Kay described her transformation, she started with the things were in the outer world. And then I was asking just a little bit more, because I know you know a lot about it, about what goes on in the inner world. And here, Anna Maria, you started with what happens with them in the inner world, right? So the trust and the confidence when they go to competitions. And then what happens about, we could drill down further into that inner transformation. Is there an outer transformation that you also, the inner is really where it happens. Like, you know, that's where really the transformation happens. But is there anything that you want to say about the outer world transformation as well, just in a sentence or anything? You want to
develop the skills to be able to change the horse's behaviors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Perfect. Okay. Perfect. And And also because your field also focuses on competition in a way that's different from Mary Kay's primary focus, right? Competition is an important component of what you're doing. So they have trust, greater trust, there's greater confidence. And because they're developing the skills to change the horse's behavior, they also have, and again, I'm not talking about marketing words, I'm just talking about what actually happens. And then we think about like how we put out there in the world, but that they have a much better chance of doing well at this competition because of all the inner world pieces that you teach, and because of the confidence, the trust, the shifting of the horse behavior and so on, right? So I'm not suggesting about what you're actually going to go out there and market, but I'm just saying some of the things that will happen for them as they come to work with you. Am I accurate in that? You own your transformation, so don't let me tell you something that's wrong. Does that feel right?
It feels right in my mind that it has to happen on the inner world first.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And the reason I'm mentioning these outer world pieces is for anybody, sometimes people will come with the outer world first or they'll come with the inner world first. And because your area does relate to competition, you might have people coming in with that, you know, outer world to start. It's like, Anna Maria, I'm really nervous about my horse, but I have to make it to number one. If there's so much about making it to number one and they're fixated, they may not be your client, right? But, you know, they could come in different ways. And so I just want to have some idea of both that inner world and the outer world transformation. Yes, inner is really what we're offering. It's really what's going on always, like no matter what we're offering. Weight loss is like, so the person will lose 100 pounds. No, they'll feel better. They will walk, they will be confident enough to go and wear their bathing suit again. They'll be able to play with their kids. And, you know, they know that they, who they are again, they remember all those things, right? So different to each field. All right, so Anna Maria, beautiful. We have a good idea of who your person is, what the transformation is. So now, where is the place in the strategy session that you would most like to play with? It could be any part of it.
I think the beginning of it. I don't know how to express or how to start really the conversation.
Perfect. Let's jump in. So Mary Kay, what is your character? What is your character's name? Oh, you're muted.
Taffy.
Taffy. Okay. So Anna Maria, Taffy is waiting here for you. And she's, you know, arrived for her strategy session. You might be sitting in your home, or you might be, you know, a virtual, whatever it is, and you're ready to have this conversation. She's been wanting to sit down to talk to you about this issue that she's been having with her horse. And so go ahead, just dive in.
Hi, Taffy. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I just saw you teach the other day, and that's, you know, that's kind of why I wanted to talk to you.
And how do you think I can help you? Is that a good question? Sorry, break.
It's so, isn't it so great that we're doing it here? This is a safe place, right? And, you know. So I want you for a moment to pretend that this is not a strategy session, just just a kind of experiment, all right? And I want you to pretend that it's not exactly how the strategy session is going to go, but just for a minute here, I want you to pretend that Taffy is your next door neighbor who happens to own a horse and they just moved in, right? And now talk to Taffy.
Okay. Hi, Taffy.
Okay, go. Yeah, go, go, go. Go.
So good to see you.
Oh, I'm kind of glad to be here. I've been wanting to talk to you.
Oh, that's great. Can I help you in anything that I can help you with?
Well, I kind of, the other day I was watching you with your horse, and I just liked what you were doing, and you know, I don't really like what I'm doing with my horse.
So tell me what's going on with your horse.
Okay, so I just want to pause you there to show you what a great job you're doing. Right. As soon as I said it's just your neighbor. You let go of all this stuff of what you think the strategy session capital S is supposed to be. And you were just you. And that's beautiful. What you're doing is beautiful. I hated to stop it, but I also wanted to stop it just to show you how beautifully you were just having a regular everyday conversation. So I almost didn't want to stop it because it was going so beautifully, but I wanted you to pause and notice and see it. Like, you got this. All right. So go ahead with Taffy, who happens to be your neighbor, who happens to be in this conversation with you. You can pick it up right where you were or start over again, whatever you want. Because, you know, actually, because you are a little bit afraid about the opening, start over again. And then it goes, you like how it went, you don't like how it went. It doesn't matter if you were just talking to your neighbor. If you went, oh, I can't believe I said that. Anyway, how are you doing? You know, it's just a real conversation. You keep going. All right. So start from the top again. You're doing great. And then however it goes in this take, it's all fine. So go ahead.
Hi, Taffy. It's so good to see you.
Oh, I'm kind of glad to be here because I've been wanting to talk to you for a long time.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, I saw you with your horse the other day, and I really liked the way you rode. And you know, I don't really ride so well with this horse I have. I mean, not with this particular horse. I've had a lot of horses, but this one's different.
Yeah. So, what's going on with him?
Well, he just seems to be like, he just has this disgusted look on his face all the time. He doesn't ever have that that soft eye. And you know, I think maybe there's only been like twice where he's nuzzled me, you know, but he bumps me with his lip, you know, with his nose sometimes, like, and I can't tell what he's doing. I don't know why he's bumping me like that. And then when I ride him, I just don't feel comfortable. It feels just like, I don't know what he's thinking. And he just looks disgusted.
So has this been going on for like what just happened today or this week?
Oh, this is since I've had him.
Oh. So how do you think, so is there anything that you have tried to do with him?
Well, yeah, he's had a lot of health problems.
Okay, and I'm going to do a timeout there. And great job, you guys. Actually, we didn't give a round of applause the first time, but let's give a round of applause for all of it so far. This is really, really great. Super helpful for everybody, right? So, it's so interesting. Do you notice like that's the very same moment that Mary Kay had earlier? It's like wanting to go into, well, what have you tried? And, you know, maybe some coaching happening, but, you know, but the conversation could carry on from there. It's fine. Everything's fine. What you're doing, you're all good. Right. Just the thing that I wanted to presence is just keep remembering there's more that's going on and you can find out more and more about what's going on, you know? So you're not looking for solutions right now. That's what I'm trying to say. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But the way that question can work is like, what have you tried? Well, I tried this it's Taffy might go is, well, I tried this and I tried that and I tried that and nothing worked. That's helpful. So that can go well, right? But all of this, you're doing great. Anna Maria, how's it feeling?
It feels good. I felt I was getting a little stuck and then I just took a breath.
Exactly. That is the most important thing that's happening here. It's like, this is a conversation with a real life human being that maybe you can help. Well, Taffy is a character, but you know, like when we're out here on the court doing it. So let's run this. Let's just keep this going just a little bit further. So just keep going. And remember, all you're trying to do is find out what the pain is. And it's not find out like intellectually, hold space is maybe a better word. Hold space, not try to fix anything. Be like my mom, not like my dad in this instance, right? And just allow that person to voice something that maybe they've not voiced to another human being before. You know, the self for you to access, Anna Maria, because I told you that because I've just lost a number of people in my life. And we were on one of the Q&A calls recently. And I think it was before we started the recording. And Anna Maria, you had such a compassionate heart for me in that moment. I'm just going to say, you know, It's natural to you. That same way that you were just naturally, because I told you about, you know, my aunt had passed away and different, right? That is what you're accessing. It's so, so natural to you. We're not trying to figure anything out. We're trying to be there with that person as they're telling us things that are really hurting for them. And not so much like investigative reporting, because I had mentioned that earlier, and that's not the right feel to it. It's much more like listening to a friend who's had something going on, and we want to hold space for them so they have the chance to even say what's happening that maybe they've never had before. And just having empathy for them. Making sense? Feeling that, right? Sense, head, feeling that, heart. All right, so let's pick it up where you were, and you had just asked, well, what have you tried? And that's all perfect, because always the intent of it is let them speak more about what's going on and the breadth and depth of it and where else is it happening and how is it really actually affecting them as a human being, right? So let's take it from, why don't you pick it up from Mary Kay with what have you tried? Or Taffy.
So I've consulted a vet, and you know, he's had some health problems. He's had some lameness issues. I had to have a different farrier. And then I've tried lots of those calming supplements. And the vet even gave me one. I forget the name of it. I don't remember what it's called. But anyway, it didn't seem to make that much difference. And I don't really like to ride this horse like I used to ride like my other horses. This one, nothing, he doesn't do anything bad, but I don't feel safe on him. You know, I feel he's going to do something, or like when the neighbor's pasture's horses start running or something, I don't know what he'll do.
And how does that make you feel?
Like I don't know what he's going to do. I don't have to know what's going to happen, but like I just want to know that he's going to be with me, that, you know, we can at least just walk around and he can relax. He doesn't ever seem to relax.
That would be a great thing to happen.
Yeah. I can't relax when I'm on him. Sometimes I can't even relax when I'm just leading him.
That feels terrible. I'm sorry.
Maria, this is good. You're doing great. You're doing great.
Yes, it does feel terrible. It feels awful. And I, you know, I forced myself to work with him because, you know, I mean, I got this fancy horse. I paid a lot of money for him, and he's, you know, I'm supposed to be going to a show next year, you know, to show him, and that's what everyone expects me to do, is show this horse, and he's fancy and all this stuff, but we just don't get along.
Hey, I feel that those are a lot of expectations for you, both of you.
For my horse? My horse is expecting? No. What?
I think people have a lot of expectations for both of you because they wanted you to be showing, and you're not.
Well, yeah, and this horse is, you know, he's fancy and he's had some training and stuff like that. And so it's like, I don't want to waste a fancy horse.
And what have you thought about doing about that?
Well, that's why I'm talking to you. I saw you ride with your horse. And I saw a little bit of what you were teaching. Just out of the corner of my eye, I saw how you were teaching too. And I don't know. That just, I don't know. It just made me feel like maybe there's something different I just don't know about.
So Can I ask a break? Because Mary Kay tells me a lot, or Taffy tells me a lot of how she's feeling, then I feel like I cannot ask her much of how she's feeling because she's already telling me how she's feeling. So my next step is almost I want to tell her that I can help her.
Right. I'm so glad you're saying this. So glad you're saying this, Anna Maria, because you don't want to do that right now. You know, and it's like, we want to coach. We want to tell them what we can do. And you have to stop yourself from doing that. And it's going to, like, you know, especially that moment when she's going, I even saw you teaching. And it's great that you didn't pounce there, because our instincts are going to be, yes, and I can help you. And here it is, you know, 5 steps, right? Take a breath. No. Because they're not ready. They're not ready to hear that yet. And also it can feel like, and you didn't do that. So that's fantastic, because it can feel disingenuous, or it can feel like people can feel taken advantage of or something like that. Like, I just told you this heart-centered thing. And now you want to sell me something, even though the conversation is about sales, right? That there's going to be an offer. But that's why we go from the pain to allowing them to feel the hope to then the program after, right? That the hope stage comes in between that, so that you're envisioning that together. But she's not ready for the hope stage yet. And the reason for that is, so thank you for time. I was about to call timeout myself. This is a perfect place for timeout. Great instincts, Anna Maria. Because yes, she's telling you a lot of how she's feeling, but her mind is confused about it. Can you feel it? Like, she doesn't know what to make of it. And I don't want her to get into her mind. But what you can do with somebody like Taffy is she's feeling it, but she's not feeling it. Can you feel that? She's still, even though she's saying a lot of things, she's still kind of staying on the surface of things. Like, she's not letting herself deeply feel like, this hurts me, and in a big, big way. Like, she's talking about it here and it's really happening at a deeper level. Am I right? Can you guys feel that? That making sense? Yeah. So one of the things that, like, in the real conversation, so I'm really listening, I'm really deciding what to do in the midst of a real conversation. But if I were having that conversation with Taffy, my go-to place would probably be to pause and have her really feel it. And almost, because it's just a whole tangled mess in her mind of this and that, and that's going wrong. And I don't know what to do. And I've tried supplements, and it's kind of like this. Do you know what I mean? So I want to almost slow her down. And you've watched me do this with teaching, whether it is, I want you to really recognize the value of that win, or I want you to really feel like, do you notice that this is really hurting for you? You've watched me coach in that way, right? I'm not asking you to coach, but instead notice those moments where I'm slowing somebody down. You've seen me do that, right? And so I would be slowing her down and saying something like, "Let's. Can we give this a try just for a moment? I'll and." Everything you did was fantastic. And then I wanted, like, what would I do next? Right. So Mary Kay, will you be Taffy? Anna Maria, are you okay with that? If I pick it up.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay. So Mary Kay, if you could be Taffy and just tell me anything that you've just already told me. I'm now Anna Maria.
okay. But I have to reorient myself.
Right.
Cause I'm watching the time and I'm a little distracted. So, okay. So that's why I'm talking to you, because I thought I saw you ride and I liked the way you rode your horse, and your horse just seemed so wonderful.
Just a little time out. That would go to the hope, but I don't think she's ready for hope. So I'm going to acknowledge what she said, but I'm going to pull back from the hope. You're going to watch me do this. Okay. So, thank you. I'm so glad there's something you see that inspires you. That's great. I take it, though, it's not really going like that for your horse usually.
No, it never does.
Ever?
No, maybe once in a blue moon, but I don't know how to make it happen again.
Oh, so every now and then. So I'm going to mirror back to her so she can actually feel what she's saying. Every now and then, like once in a blue moon, you've had a moment like what you saw, you know, when I was riding. So thank you for that. But like, the thank you was probably not the best, but here, like, thank you. You know, let me wait, time out for me. All right. So once in a blue moon, you have those moments, but you have no idea how to make them happen.
No, I try everything I can think of, and And sometimes I think it may happen, but then it doesn't. And nothing happens. It's just a feel. It's just a feel that this, like I say, his face just looks disgusted.
So it's not like he, you know, threw you off last week and that he's like kicking you and stuff. It just, it sounds like every time you're with him, it's like, I don't know, he's like, he's pushing you away, really. Yeah.
Well, maybe not. I don't know. It's some, I mean, he comes up to me in the pasture and he leaves his hay. He'll come and visit me from leave his hay and come over to me.
Okay. So from time to time, you have those moments with him that where you connect. Yeah.
Yeah. Those times happen almost every, yeah, pretty much all the time.
Okay. Like so some things. So I'm going to acknowledge what's true, right? So sometimes your horse is connecting with you and, but at other times, not so much. It sounds like it's really like, I'm actually trying to listen to what she's saying and then see. And if I get it wrong, it's okay. Cause she'll tell me, right? So it sounds like it's just really inconsistent for you. Like you've had moments where he's giving you this scowly face, right? And you just like, he's disappointed in you, or what was the word you used again? Cause if I can find their words, and I would have written it down and remembered, right?
Well, it's his disgusted face, but
disgusted. Like that's, and you see, I'm like, I'm just letting her feel that. So I'm actually taking her word, like disgusted. Like, what does he actually do with his face? Like, what's a horse look? I don't know. What's a horse look like when they're disgusted? What's he do?
Oh, his nose wrinkles.
His nose wrinkles. His
eyes kind of get hard.
Oh, geez. Well, so does that happen does that happen every day, every week? Do you see, like, I'm taking that place where she's saying it really hurts. And I know it's a place that hurts. And I'm trying to like both find out and then also have her realize. And so what's Taffy's answer now? Go ahead, Taffy.
What was the question? The
question was, how often does this happen?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. It happens. I never know when it's going to happen. It comes unexpectedly.
So at any moment, while you're riding your horse is coming over to you. And maybe I'd find out the horse's name so I can use the horse's name, right? Your horse is coming over to you. And at any moment, your horse could give you this disgusted look. That must be so hard.
Kind of, maybe not every single moment, but kind of.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it's kind of going okay for you then.
No.
Right. So like, you know, when she starts backing off of what's really, truly real, I'll actually go over there and then it's not actually true. So she's going to be truthful. She'll do what Mary Kay as Taffy just did. Right. Thank you so much. Really good. I know Mary Kay, you were watching the time too. So.
Yeah. I really need to go. Yeah.
Thank you so much for playing Taffy, for playing yourself. And we'll see you tonight or next time, Mary Kay.
Thank you.
Yeah. And let's go over to Diane from here and let's do some, oh, one quick aha. Let's do one really quick aha so we have time for a role play with Diane. One quick aha from this role play with Anna Maria in your area, Anna Maria. Let's go with you first.
Really get to the pain.
Yes.
To really understand the pain that they're feeling.
Yes. Because how could we possibly help them if we don't even know what the problem is? And how could they possibly decide to invest in themselves through this work that you do if they don't acknowledge and really get a chance to feel that pain? So everything that I was doing was not ever telling her what she's feeling, but actually opening out and slowing down those places and letting her know what's really happening. And if I had more time, probably where that strategy session would have gone to is like, so at any moment, and might even give her a list at some point, you know, when she's already saying how she's feeling in answer to your question, like at any moment, your horse could give you this disgusted look. You don't know when it's going to come up. And where else did you say this was happening in your family? Like sometimes you look at your husband and you think it's a disgusted look too. And wow, what's going on, or whatever it is, right? And then you feel bad in your body because, you know, I would go to those other things and like, wow, just letting her actually feel what the different things are. And if she's actually being real and it's a real conversation, she'll go like, geez, it's true. And they'll start to realize what they've actually been living, you know? Yeah, really good. Diane, one aha.
For me, it was the slowing down.
Yeah.
And then mirroring back some of the words that are being spoken.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And this is both a cinematic and a literary technique, really, that we're using. And if you guys want to do an exercise with me about slowing down, ask it on one of the Q&A calls. I wanted to do it at Story Freedom. I was hoping to do it. I told the team and I just couldn't. There wasn't enough time. And I wanted to do other things came up in the room that I wanted to play with. But if you ask me about the slowing down exercise how to slow down, I can show you how that works technically so that you can, but you guys already know, you watch me do it, you have that facility, but I can, you know, teach you a little bit more about that if you choose. All right, really good. Diane, let's do a little role play here with the time we have remaining. And so are you up for that?
Sure.
Okay, awesome. So let's do, and also let me know, do you have to leave both of you exactly in 6 minutes or do you have a couple minutes play? If you have a couple minutes play, we can play a little bit more. If you have to leave right on the hour, then we'll do it differently. Diane?
We've got a couple minutes, yeah.
You got a couple extra minutes. Okay, fantastic. Gives us a couple minutes more to play. So Diane, tell us who the person is you work with and what the transformation is.
So it's moms with children and home is chaotic. So the transformation is creating more calmness at home with different techniques to improve like communication and connection with the family.
Setting boundaries. I love the way you describe this. I want to have you own that win first. And I'm slowing it down right here, right? It's also a coaching technique, right? Because I want you to really realize that's really beautiful in what you said, you know? And so, and one of your modalities is Reiki. It's one of the ways you do this, but in your program, it's an overarching aim that can be guided in the using all of what's lying around on your shop room floor, right? So beautiful. Yes. How's that feeling just to articulate it first, Diane? Because I've heard you say pieces of it, but that's the best articulation I've ever heard you do about your transformation, who it is. Did you know that?
No.
Fabulous work. Fantastic. All right. Which part of the strategy session would you like to go into? Where's the either the most fear, most curiosity? You'd like the practice?
Probably the overcoming objections part of it.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure I need work in all of it, but that one's kind of sticking out for me right now.
Right. And so let me just say that that when we are having a heart-centered conversation, we don't even have to, like, even the language, the salesy language, and I know you didn't make up that language, that comes from business, right? It comes from like overcoming objections. Sounds like it's like a battle almost, right? And you've heard me use that language as well, but I want us to even reframe it and think of it differently. Like there's, you know, things that will pull them out of standing for their best self and taking the action that's going to transform their lives when they really are your ideal client. And so we're helping them to transform that or get through that so that they can say yes to themselves when it's the right move for them, right? And so what are some of these objections that you are potentially afraid of, things that you think that they're going to object to will have in mind?
One of them will definitely be time, because some of the moms will be working. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's, you know, school sports and all the other activities that go in there. Mm-hmm. As well.
So I would say that in terms of... yeah, this is great, great work already here, Diane, seeing where you're concerned about it. So the biggest work is going to be it first internally with you, knowing that freaking doesn't matter. Because how much time is it costing them when their entire home is in chaos? When they can't sleep at night, when they're, you know, it's like, so when it's deeper and deeper into the transformation, when they get the transformation, that's not going to come up. So it's getting rid of the objection, not by getting rid of the objection, but because they see the transformation and the pain first, and then the transformation so deeply that they will make time. They will figure it out. They'll do whatever they need to do because they see and feel the urgency of the problem. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So rather than, because often at the end, we think of it, so we might not do it as a role play just because out of time's sake right now, and because of where you were looking at, but feel free to post that in the Q&A calls, right? Hey, can we do a role play on the objections? And we can do that. I love the structure of the Q&A calls. Diane, I strongly encourage you to do that so that we'll gain us back some more time to do this, right? Mm-hmm. And see, same thing, like, why would you do that? Why would you take the time to do that when you understand the urgency of that, the importance of that for your strategy sessions and how you feel even about having the conversations? Then you will ask me that question, right? So I can overcome the objection of, well, but Michelle, I've got something else to do, when you really understand the transformation. If those objections didn't happen in the way that you were afraid of them, then you'd be so much more likely to have those conversations. Then they're going to be so much more likely to leave. You'll have fewer conversations and so on, right? So the more I tell you about the transformation, the more likely you're going to take the time to do that thing. Am I making sense? I'm using the example of this coaching situation right now, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, really good. You got that. Okay. So the way that I would best model this, if we do decide to do that role play later, would be to deep dive into the transformation.
So that would be part of the hope part of it then?
Deep dive into first the pain. And then knowing what the transformation is. The transformation is getting out of that pain, basically, right? So right. They're linked. And so deep dive in, but the pain, actually, I should have said rather than the transformation, the pain. And part of it, because time is an issue, I would probably, again, people sometimes think, well, we'll get to the end of the conversation, then I've got to overcome the objection. Well, I'd love to do this, Diane, but I don't have time. That won't even come up because of how the whole conversation has come. You won't even get that. People won't say that. And one of the ways you can do that is you, whatever you call it, overcome objections, you go into that part of it earlier on, and you actually have questions in and around so that they become conscious of the time that this is costing them. That the problem is costing them. That's part of their pain. Wow, exactly how many sleepless nights have you had? You know, exactly how much time you're sleeping just 3 hours a night? What, your kid wakes you up 5 times a night? Whatever the thing is, right? So you tell me your kid had a tantrum, you know, and you were with him for 2 hours and you were so exhausted that you slept for 12 hours that next night. So, wow. So, and they have a tantrum, like, and it usually lasts for 3 hours. I'm making up these numbers and you'll fill in the numbers, right? For 3 hours a day. And this happens like 3 times a week. So 9 hours a week you're spending with your kid having a tantrum. You must be exhausted. Wow. And then what's happening with the other kids? Oh my God. So you had to go see the teacher for the other kid because the other kid is wanting attention. So how long does that teacher meeting take? So just this week, for example, oh my God. So 3 hours of the tantrum, you had to sleep for 12 hours. What do you usually sleep? 8 before this happened, but now, so you slept an extra 4 hours and you have 3 hours in the tantrum. So you're telling me that this has cost you, you know, 18 hours this week alone. And they didn't really know that was the case, but you added up with them, right?
Hmm.
And then when they really get the pain, and then how this is, you know, and then your story about how, you know, only one outburst, tantrum, I forget the name, right? In 9 months, you know, and like save 500, you know, right?
Right, yeah.
Then as it's like, what would it be like if you could gain back even a little bit of that time? What if you could gain back an hour a day? What if you could, that becomes part of your transformation? Wow, I would love that. Do you have any questions? Yeah, I'd love to do this, Diane, but I don't have time. That will never happen after you've had that conversation, right? Because if it did, if they said, geez, Diane, I so need your work, but I just don't have time. You could probably just pause and they go, they would figure it out, you know? Oh, and that's exactly what we're talking about, isn't it? Oh, shoot. <You know? laughs> Helpful?
Mm-hmm, very much so.
Great question about how objections don't even come up and how also not to be afraid of them, because the more you learn about those objections, because maybe they come up in the first conversation with somebody or whatever, because they haven't really understood the pain or the transformation yet. But then it, you circle back and you fill that in earlier in the conversation from the conversations you're having with people, so that and it's teaching you about your transformation. The objection teaches you about your transformation, because the person who had that objection didn't really understand the transformation and all the time they would get back to them. And so they have just taught you another level of what it is that you're offering, which is wonderful, which is why you don't have to be afraid about the objections, because it's going to help you with that next person. If it did come up at the end, it's not going to happen in that way anymore. And always, all the objections come from not knowing not deeply getting the pain, not deeply getting the transformation. Like in Mary Kay's, if we'd stayed in the head, or like in both of them, if we'd started coaching or whatever, you know, so the false closure, and they can pretend that the problem isn't as deep as it is, or them not really facing it. Good. I know we're over by a couple of minutes already here. So helpful?
Yes.
Great, great question. Let's have just a couple of ahas. Let's take 30 seconds more just so that I can hear what is you're hearing, and one inspired action. You know how this goes, so that I know you're out there on the cord doing something with this. So one aha, one inspired action will be, and then we'll finish up here in the next few seconds. So who's first?
Yeah, I can go ahead. Thank you. Putting the objection into numbers so it can be related to better.
Yes. Beautiful. Yes. Quantitative and qualitative questions. We want quantitative questions because they can get it then. It's not just, oh, you're losing a bit of sleep. It's like, when we add that up, you've lost 365 hours of sleep in this year or whatever it is, right? Yeah. That's like 10 weeks or whatever. Oh, geez, right? And then your inspired action.
Oh, dear. I'll ask you a question I've got one for tonight already, but I'll ask you another question for the slowing down techniques.
Fantastic. I love it. I'm so glad you're going to be asking. I'm looking forward to that. And I will be answering that one. I will be in Mexico. So it's a perfect time to be asking me about slowing down. So I will answer from there. Thank you, Diane. Beautiful. And Anna Maria. One aha, one inspired action to bring us home.
My aha, it's like to really go deeply into the pain.
Yes.
And understand the transformation that you offer, that I offer.
Yes. And it's right here on the Love Your Life, Love Your Business Stage 2 checklist. But we can read it on the page, or we can hear me training about it. But then seeing it on the court, how that actually works, is really, really, really helpful, because I mean it more than I can even say it. And you can feel it when we're in that practice role. So thank you. And then what's your inspired action?
My inspired action is to do a question and answer about overcoming objections. And I think there will be objections about money.
And very same answer, time or money. So when they don't really get, they haven't felt yet what the pain is, they haven't felt in their bones the possibility and the transformation. And that's the only time that's when the money issue is going to come up. But when they really get what it's costing them, they'll figure out a way. So same answer that I gave before. So, and yeah, and this is great, great work, great, great ahas, great actions. Looking forward to seeing you this afternoon, I hope, or I think you're both fine to come. You both got questions on deck. And yeah, thank you for being willing to play here. This is really, 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 I know this will be really helpful for everyone as well. So keep going out there, having those conversations. There is no substitute. Go have strategy sessions. Just go do them, go do them, go do them, go do them. And if it's not perfect, you watch me going like, wait, time out. I had to start over. It's all perfect. These are real people who are really hurting. You just have a real conversation with them, and bring me your questions about it. And I can help you get there further, faster, but nothing will do that like actually having the conversations on the court. All right. Have a great day, guys. I'll see you in a few hours. Bye-bye for now.